here's a story from The World.
A lot of Europe is well behind on their COVID-19 vaccine goals. That's because of shortages of shots and delivery delays. We're seeing this especially in southeastern Europe, where some countries haven't even started mass vaccinations. One small country in the Balkans, though, is way ahead of the pack. Here's The World's Lydia Emanuelidou.
That country is Serbia. While its neighbors have struggled to procure any COVID-19 shots, Serbians actually have options.
We have all kinds of vaccines. We have Pfizer, we have Chinese vaccines, we have Russian vaccine. Now we've got AstraZeneca vaccines.
Dinko Gruhonjic lives in the city of Novi Sad in the north. He's a professor at the university there and an independent journalist. He recently got his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
That's a big and good news for me and my family.
Gruhonjic opted for Pfizer. Serbia might be the only country in Europe that's allowing citizens to pick which vaccine they want. They do it on a government website. Today, 1 in 5 people there have received at least one shot, and some 500,000 in a country of about 7 million have gotten both.
This is a really big success for Serbia.
Its neighbors are benefiting too. Just today, 10,000 vaccines arrived in Bosnia. They were a donation from Serbia, which also gave Montenegro and North Macedonia their first vaccines. While those countries and others in the region bet on the EU and the international COVAX scheme, Serbia turned to its powerful friends in the East. The vast majority of the vaccines in the country today are made by China's Sinopharm. Dr. Dragoslav Popovic, a public health consultant in Belgrade, recently opted for that one because he could get it the quickest.
And I did the same thing for my mom, who is 85.
Popovic spent most of his career with the UN, working on public health initiatives around the world. He's delighted there are shots available for people in his country. But he says the way the government has rolled them out, giving people the option to choose, feels a little like a political ballot.
Those who support Russians would vote for the Russian vaccine. You know, those who have some sympathies for Chinese support to Serbia would prefer the Chinese vaccine.
The president of Serbia has made it very clear which vaccine he prefers.
He said Chinese vaccine is the best.
Jovana Gligorijevic edits a weekly political magazine in Serbia called Vreme. She says this whole thing was really bizarre. President Aleksandar Vučić claimed he had seen evidence in Western intelligence reports that Chinese vaccines are the best.
And we were all like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy or what?
In some ways, though, this wasn't that surprising, because since the beginning of the pandemic, President Vučić has described China as the ultimate public health savior. This is Vučić almost a year ago in March. Serbia was being hit with cases of the new virus, and its healthcare system was overwhelmed. The European Union abruptly cut off exports of medical equipment to non-EU countries. Serbia is in Europe, but not a member of the EU, at least not yet. Vučić blasted European leaders and said the only country that could help Serbia is the People's Republic of China. Vučić appealed to Chinese President Xi Jinping, calling him a friend and a brother. Then, in late March, a plane landed at Belgrade Airport. It was carrying ventilators, medical masks, and a small team of scientists from Wuhan. The Serbian president elbow-bumped the scientists as they got off the plane. They were there to share their experience fighting the virus and help Serbia with its pandemic response. Then, at the beginning of this year, when 1 million doses of China's Sinopharm vaccine landed in Belgrade, President Vučić was there on the tarmac. He thanked the People's Republic, and he said Serbia is not afraid to brag about its great relationship with China.
I'm not hiding that. I'm proud of that and will invest more and more of our time and our efforts to even improve our great relationship.
Both countries get a lot out of this relationship. Serbia gets a powerful and rich friend who can stand by its side in regional disputes and during crises like this pandemic. It's also gotten big investments. Beijing has been pouring money into Serbia's energy and mining sectors. China, meanwhile, is gaining clout in a region it considers key to its trillion-dollar Belt and Road infrastructure initiative. And it's building a reputation as a guardian of global health. Dr. Vladan Šaponic is an epidemiologist with Serbia's Institute of Public Health and helping coordinate the government's vaccine response. He dismisses criticism that the government is putting politics before public health.
People are dying of COVID. Our hospitals are full. And the only idea that we all have in Serbia is how to stop the pandemic.
He says right now the best weapon against the pandemic is vaccines, and that the government has gone above and beyond procuring them for now and the future. And he's just grateful it's been so successful. Danilo Krivokapic is a lawyer who runs an NGO in Belgrade. He says he's grateful too, which is kind of surprising.
My whole life, I mean, I see my position as someone who is opposing government and everything, but this is like the first time our government did something right.
He and his siblings and his parents,
we are all vaccinated already.
They got the Sinopharm vaccine. Krivokapic is keenly aware of the politics at play. He runs a civil liberties organization that's fighting the Serbian government's deployment of hundreds of smart cameras around Belgrade. Those cameras are made by Chinese tech giant Huawei. The Serbian government says they'll improve public safety. Krivokapic argues the technology is intrusive and dangerous. He says a positive narrative around the Chinese vaccines could actually boost the very project he spends all his time fighting.
Because if the people say, okay, but Chinese saved us with vaccines, maybe they can save us with this technology.
But he says right now public health is taking the front seat and he doesn't have much to criticize.
Being in a situation to be vaccinated in February and then know that your friends from Western Europe are scheduled to be vaccinated in June.
He says that's a good place to be. It's an unprecedented position for people in this region. And for now, he says he's just proud and, most importantly, vaccinated. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou. From PRX.